Callaway on the Rise would like to welcome to the airwaves somebody that, man, this could be a treat to catch up on lots of things. Jane Curtin is joining us this morning here on the phone, of course, with Saturday Night Live fame, and then also lots of other things here. I remember, yes, remember, Kate and Allie, and then now the new show, and I want to get an explanation on what's going on with Unforgettable, because for CBS, it was almost going to be gone. And so Jane Curtin joining us this morning here. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
Jane, for you, let's dive into the new show that you're on for CBS Unforgettable. This thing was kind of off the books. And I mean, for you guys, what was your reaction to all that? And then getting the show to come back, that never happens.
My reaction was, because I'd been canceled before, oh, well,
yeah,
that's too bad.
Right.
And so I forgot my character's name. I forgot who I was working with. And I was going on and looking for the next thing.
Yeah.
And about, I guess it was 2.5 months after they canceled the show, we got a phone call saying, you have to get to your lawyer's office and sign a contract right now. And we said, why? And they said, because they picked up the show.
Wow.
And I that's crazy. So we signed the contract, and we were slated to do the next show. I didn't, well, wasn't quite sure when we were going to start, but in the meantime, Poppy got pregnant.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we had to wait 9 months and then give her time to recover. And so CBS decided that they were going to bring us back for a summer replacement show, which they're trying to do now, putting more new programming on in the summer, which I think is really smart.
Yeah, sure.
And so they started us. I mean, we finally got the shows up and ready to go on the air, and then Time Warner decides to black out CBS in major markets. So one show has aired,
right,
of the new Unforgettable, which is it's a bit different. And now we don't know what's going to happen with the rest of them in the major markets because Time Warner won't show them.
Yeah, this is the weirdest thing. But, you know, for you, yeah. I'm so glad that, yeah, you got the gig and it came back. And by now you know who your character is again, right?
Yes, I was gently reminded.
Yes.
And so it did come back to me, but it's just wild what's going on. But in the meantime, we get to do this show, which has been revamped to a certain degree. They decided that there was so the tone of the show was a little too intimate.
Okay.
I guess you would call it. Everybody was sort of all the conversations were sort of entre nous conversations, so that everybody was talking very intimately with each other. And it seemed as though the audience wasn't being included, do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And so by moving us out of Queens into Manhattan, into the major crimes unit, it just opened up the spectrum a little so that we could bring a little bit more energy into the show. So that's what you'll be seeing is just a little bit more energy, and the plots are a little bit more intricate, and there's a little more levity.
So second chances, here we go. Yeah, with Unforgettable on
second
CBS.
Chance, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, Jane,
it's great.
You know, and going back in time, just looking over everything, I would imagine by now everybody under the sun has seen everything on Saturday Night Live back in the day, because you can. Now, you can go back in time. There was one weekend, my wife and I, we caught up on everything from some of the original things that happened on Saturday Night Live. And I was wondering is if you had anything. I love asking actors if they ever hung on to anything from the show, like something from, you know, when you were, you know, with the Coneheads, any of the costuming. Is there anything sitting in the closet around Jane Curtin's place?
From Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of T-shirts.
Yeah.
They're very old T-shirts.
You did every so often. You would wear those when you and Gilda were together. You know,
I would.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've saved anything else from that show. But then after subsequent shows, I would take a piece of furniture.
Oh, there you go. Just grab some furniture. I'll take that chair.
Yeah. I took a table from Kate and Allie.
Hey, good idea.
It's my favorite table.
There you go. It's mine. Yeah. You
mine.
Well, and for shows, out of all the characters that happened on Saturday Night Live, I had to ask you about the writing, too, because what was great about it is watching you and, you know, what, like when you do Weekend Update with Dan Aykroyd. And I always wondered if there was some of that. Did you know ahead of time that there'd be some lines that would come back over and over again. Jane, you ignorant slut. You know how that goes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what the catchphrases are when you hear them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can tell.
And you know they'll come back time and time again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I wondered if you felt that, you know, because there were so many on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. And it was like Gilda's Nevermind. There are just things that catch, you know, stick in people's heads, and they're going to keep coming back and coming back.
Yeah. Now, do you get a chance to ever see from, you know, the show, do you ever see any of the cast members around ever? Do you ever run into them, you know, based on where you're at doing the show?
Yeah, Billy had a party, I guess it was last spring, and there were a whole bunch of us there. It was a great party. I see Lorraine from time to time when I'm in L.A. I work with Danny from time to time, which is really fun.
Cool.
And Al Franken is a very good friend of mine, and these are all people that we went through something really huge together, and there was a lot of stress, there was a lot of sadness, there was a lot of joy. You just go through all of these major emotional times with people for 5 years, and you get a bond with them, and they become your siblings. And no matter what, I mean, you will fight with them, you'll laugh with them, but you will always be on their side. You will always back them up. You will always protect them.
I'm not shocked by that, yeah, because, wow, that was an incredible 5 years. Wow.
It was, and it was like being in the Marines, you know?
Yeah,
yeah. Semper Fi. That's the feeling that you have
right.
when you go through something like that.
Yeah, like you said, with all the emotions.
The band of brothers.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Well, Jane, listen, for Unforgettable, glad you got the second chance, because it's one of those things that never happens, but it is now on CBS, and you're on that show. And so, yeah, can't wait to see you on that. And good luck with everything that's coming out your way.
Thank you.